Ponce. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntulandi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headline. Vice President says most borrowed funds under current regime going toward clearing PF project debt. State denies the Boma Nsambo's bail application, citing lack of exceptional circumstances. And in global news, Cameroon's president calls for calm following post-election violence. With a 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Vice President Mutalena Lumango says a large portion of the money borrowed by the current government is being used to pay for some projects that were started but left unpaid for by the Patriotic Front administration. Speaking in Parliament this morning during the Vice President's question time, Mrs. Nalumango said government inherited a huge debt burden from incomplete and costly projects, many of which had poor workmanship and were not fully settled by the time the former regime left office. The Vice President explained that the New Dawn government under President Hakainde Hichilema has remained committed to honoring Zambia's financial obligations while pursuing sustainable and transparent development. She says critics who compare the 4 years of the current administration to the 10 years of the previous government are being unfair because each regime started from very different economic circumstances. Mrs. Nalumango has further noted that while the former government undertook a number of infrastructure projects, questions remained about their quality and cost. She was responding to questions from PICA Member of Parliament Francis Kapyanga and his FARA counterpart Emmanuel Tembo, who wanted to know what tangible infrastructure developments government can point to as evidence of how the money borrowed so far has been utilized.
Do you know the payment goes on for the number of projects? And therefore, if you think paying debt is not important, is not part of that infrastructure, so we can claim that infrastructure that we are paying for. It is within this plan. It is within the budget of this government. You can't say we haven't. If you didn't finish to pay for that, can you say you haven't done? Is it planning you are talking about, not the actual expenditure? Remember, the honorable member who asked the earlier question, which is the same, said, where have you taken the money you are borrowing? Part of it, we are paying it. In fact, most of it, if you look at the budget today.
The state has opposed the bail application of jailed former Lusaka province minister Boma Nsambo on the basis that the application has no exceptional circumstances to warrant bail pending hearing of his appeal. During the bail hearing this morning before Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chibwidi, Anti-Corruption Commission ACC Prosecutor Tendai Shumba submitted that the grounds of appeal lack merit and that no exceptional circumstances have been shown to justify release pending determination. Mr. Shumba argued that the relevant appellate forum operates as an economic and financial crimes fast-track court, making it likely the appeal will be heard before any custodial sentence lapses. Meanwhile, Mr. Lusambo's lawyer, Maluza Chongola, submitted that his client is entitled to bail as there is a likelihood that his appeal hearing may prolong, having already served almost a year in prison and current non-action on his appeal at the Lusaka High Court. He added that with an interested party claiming ownership of the property, Mr. Lusambo was convicted and sentenced for, makes it clear of prospects of success of the appeal. Mr. Lusambo is serving a 3-year sentence for corruption-related charges and is simultaneously challenging the state's application to forfeit the disputed Chamba Valley property, which is alleged to be co-owned with businessman Mukuka Munkonge, and requesting for bail. Magistrate Chibwili will rule on the bail and forfeiture application on the 10th of November 2025. Former Socialist Party Mobilization Secretary Kelvin Kaunda has disclosed that he is stepping down as a member of the opposition political party with immediate effect. Speaking when he featured on the Friday edition of the Let the People Talk program on Phoenix FM this morning, Mr. Kaunda says despite having a cordial relationship with party president Dr. Fred Membe, mistrust had developed between the two leaders. Mr. Kaunda has wished the party well as it prepares for next year's general elections and thanked both Dr. Membe and party vice president Cosmas Musumali for giving him an opportunity to work with them. Meanwhile, Mr. Kaunda has clarified that the recent video in which he expressed readiness for leadership ahead of next year's general elections was simply a way of profiling himself and not cause stir within the party. He has further refuted claims that the UPND is behind his political aspirations, stating that no political party is capable of buying him.
I have reflected on the recent apostasis, and one thing which is clear is that because of the mistrust, our relationship is broken. And to that effect, I've decided rather to step down as a member of the Socialist Party. In due course, I will indicate my next course of action. Thank you to the leadership of the Socialist Party for giving me an opportunity to lead the party in that space. I've learned a lot from Comrade Dr. Fred Membe, from Dr. Cosmas Musomari, and the rest of the team. Mine is just to wish them well, particularly as they head towards the 2026 general election.
Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Minister Charles Milupi has disclosed that about 61% of works on the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway project have been completed as of October 2025. Giving a ministerial statement in Parliament this morning, Mr. Milupi said the project, which is one of the flagship infrastructure developments under the UPND government, is progressing steadily and is expected to significantly enhance road safety, reduce travel time, and facilitate trade and economic growth along the Great North Road corridor once completed. He says the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway, being constructed through a public-private partnership, remains a key component of government's infrastructure agenda aimed at modernizing Zambia's main transport routes. Mr. Milupi further said the congestion currently being experienced between 6 miles and 10 miles has been attributed to a combination of factors, including the high traffic volume and poor adherence to traffic management guidelines by motorists. He says to address the challenge, government, through the Road Development Agency, RDA, in collaboration with the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, the Zambia Police, an independent traffic expert, and the concessionaire, have enhanced the implementation of the traffic management plan.
Madam Speaker, with the enhanced traffic management measures in place, the concessionaire has accelerated the pace of works, and it is projected that the section between 6 mile and 10 mile will be completed by 30th November 2025. And I repeat, the section between 6 mile and 10 mile will be completed and will be a full dual carriageway by the end of November 2025. And once this section is completed, traffic flow will substantially improve, even as construction progresses along other stretches of the project.
In global news, Cameroon's president, Paul Biya, called for calm and pledged to restore order as he was sworn in following a disputed election. Days of deadly protests followed the announcement that the 92-year-old had won an 8th term in office. Opposition leaders and supporters say the election was rigged and blame Biya for the problems facing the country. We monitored the BBC for other global stories.
Reports from Sudan say explosions have been heard close to the army-controlled capital, Khartoum. It comes a day after the paramilitary rapid support forces said they would agree to a humanitarian ceasefire in the country's civil war. China has launched its most advanced aircraft carrier during a ceremony attended by President Xi Jinping. The vessel is equipped with electromagnetic catapults that will allow planes to be launched at higher speeds. The number of people known to have been killed by Typhoon Galmagi in the Philippines has risen significantly to almost 190. The storm has now torn through central Vietnam, killing at least five people there.